U.S. and Pakistani analysts expressed concerns over Islamabad's commitment to return to democracy at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace in Washington. The conference room at the Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington was packed with scholars who had converged from the United States and Pakistan to discuss about the current political situation in Pakistan. Besides other things, speakers at the panel on good governance expressed concern over the military's growing power in the country.
What Pakistan needs to change its vicious cycle of military rule followed by political government, which is inadequate, followed by military rule, followed by political government, is not a military general acting, in President Musharraf's words, as overwatch over the system. It requires a compact among the major players on the political game, the major political parties and the military, about adhering to democratic ethics. And the problem seems to be that instead of submitting themselves to a constitution, which is the best way to creating permanence of a constitutional regime, we have had successive rulers who have seen the constitution as an obstacle to their well-intentioned plans in the country.
Various Columbia University professor Saeed Shafkat, expressing concern about the military's growing power, said that a military bureaucracy could not be an alternative to the civil bureaucracy.
When you look at the constitutional proposals, for the first time you are going to see a institutionalization of that rule. And the question that sort of worries me, and I'm sharing my anxiety with you, worries me is that, you know, are we going to replace a civil bureaucracy with a military bureaucracy? Yes, civil bureaucracy had problems, but does that lead us to move in that direction?
Former Punjab Governor Shahid Hamid told the conference that Pakistan's continuing conflict with India is holding the country back from reaching its full potential.
But for the USA to say that we should agree to the conversion of the line of control into the international frontier is to ask too much. The USA has the leverage to persuade India to enter into meaningful, result-oriented negotiations for a solution to the Kashmir dispute in accordance with the desires and aspirations of the Kashmiri people on both sides of the line of control, a solution that does not rest on the premise that Indian-occupied Kashmir is an integral part of the Indian Union.
Rashmi Kabra, ANI.